This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
They're hiding him. They're hiding him because of his political bias. That was a comment made by a former NSC staffer of this whistleblower that's been uncovered, Eric Sieramella, CIA officer specializing in Russian and Ukraine, who was detailed over to the National Security Council in the summer of 2015 working under the former Obama National Security Advisor Susan Rice. Also reportedly worked closely with Biden. Also worked with John Brennan. He's the whistleblower. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Democrats, you don't fool us. Adam Schiff kept this guy under wraps. You want to know why? He has so many tentacles to the Democrats that everybody's going to go, are you kidding? Are you? This is your witness? Why not make your witness Barack Obama, your whistleblower Barack Obama? Or why not make your whistleblower Susan Rice or John Brennan or James Clapper or Jim Comey or Peter Strzok or Lisa Page or Andrew McCabe or any of these other scoundrels that tried to commit a coup against the American public, try to thwart a duly elected president, tried to stop a citizen from becoming president. Why? Because he dared break up the big, you know, the elitist party. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Adam Schiff should be embarrassed to bring this guy in. Embarrassed. And let me tell you, if they decide to do a deep dive into him and his emails and texts and things like that, you're going to find the most violations of anybody except for Barack Obama and the people that have gone before him with all this stuff. This is a dude who has just decided that I'm going to enter the game now. I'm going to enter the coup at this stage and try to get things forward. And I'm just telling you, the level of desperation that the Democrats have to get Donald Trump, this is it. I think America knows and the world knows why Adam Schiff didn't want anybody to know who this, oh, the whistleblower, people will go after him. He's under threat. This was funny. Adam Schiff was like, people are threatening the whistleblower. They don't even know who he is. Yeah, but that doesn't matter. He's still under threat. Well, who's threatening him? And what's the origin? That's none of your business. Okay. Who is he? That's none of your business either. Okay, so the person that's well, none of our business is getting threats by people that are none of our business. I mean, it's become that laughable. Glad you guys are here. Unbelievable. Pompeo did something that I think is really clever. He started asking questions. He says, you know, that we're tied to Hunter Biden and former Vice President Joe Biden. He says, we're now operating on leaks from Democrats who have a mission set here to take down President Trump. What I know is I was on the call. I listened to the call. Thought the way the president handled it was appropriate. We were incredibly focused on a couple of simple things with respect to Ukraine strategy. We executed on that. He says, this is the administration that provided defensive weapon systems to Ukraine. I couldn't tell you why. I mean, he says, I couldn't answer if it's because of Hunter Biden that Barack Obama and Vice President Biden didn't give defensive weapons to Ukraine. They'll have to answer for that. Maybe I just don't have the full story. So what Pompey did is throw a big little hand grenade in the middle of this thing saying, look, we gave defensive weapons to Ukraine. It was part of our strategy. We gave them to them. Why didn't they? Why were they withholding them? Was it because Ukraine was going to prosecute Hunter Biden? Maybe that's it. Yeah, I tell you what, let's get them looking at the other side of the story. What a smart move. He added, my understanding is that every one of these individuals had the same Ukrainian policy that President Trump has had. This is a Ukraine policy that wanted to provide Javelin weapon systems. We did that. This is a Ukraine policy that wanted to ensure Mr. Zelensky had resources he needed to push back against corruption we all know existed in the Ukraine. I actually think the policy of every one of my officials was trying to achieve the same one President Trump and I were trying to get the outcome in. So what he's saying is, this is the same policy that Barack Obama claimed he wanted to do and did not execute on, and we executed on it, and now you want to make it appear as though we're the ones playing quid pro quo? Let's go. I love it. I feel like, damn, man, I'm just shadow boxing right now because I feel like, whoa, just get this going. Bam! One of the kidneys. It's fun to watch. It's fun to watch. Here's what's fun to watch about it, because it's a tragedy that it's occurring. What's fun to watch is that we are watching a justice system have to right itself. We're watching a pendulum swing, and it's not going to swing in the direction of the right. It's going to swing in the direction of the center, because where it's been doing, it has been hung up on the left. The pendulum has been so far on the left that it doesn't even swing anymore. And now it's starting to swing down. It's only going to have one little half revolution. Toop. Down to the center. Down to fairness. That's all we're asking for. It's amazing that, you know, we're even having these discussions about this stuff because we know the truth. It's kind of like Epstein's death. We knew dude didn't commit suicide. We know that Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, through her Secretary of State actions, they were trying to carve up the world for their own benefit. And look at everybody involved in Barack Obama's administration. These people have become mega wealthy. Look at the people involved in Trump's administration. These are people who have sacrificed for the greater good. They've lost money. They've taken time away from amazing endeavors. Most of these people are mega millionaires that don't need any of this mess. They've lost money in the sense that they are no longer running their companies. They are not strategizing on how to build more wealth. They've frozen time in order to provide us what they've provided us. I thank every single one of them. Mnuchin, all of them. They've done what they needed to do. Good for them. Anyway, back to Ukraine and all this other stuff and what Pompeo did. Pompeo just really messed things up for the Democrats by saying, we're going to remind people of what Barack Obama did while he was president, how Joe Biden fits into the picture, and then we're going to bring in Ukraine. And I heard Russia's even opening up an investigation. I'm going to leave it there for now. We will be back soon.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
I'm Maria Brous, Director of Media and Community Relations for Public Supermarkets. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Publix to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we're building a brighter future. Sign up for Publix's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Meanwhile, the president up early this morning tweeting one of the things that he was tweeting about is the New York Times and how this ISIS leader, al-Baghdadi, was able to basically sneak away in the cover of darkness after a New York Times story went to press in 2015. We now learned during a discussion with our own Catherine Herridge, here is the tweet that the president sent out. The failing New York Times foiled U.S. attempt to kill the single most wanted terrorist, al-Baghdadi, their sick agenda over national security.
That's right. So what you're going to hear now is sound from General Tony Thomas. He's the leader of Special Operations Command. So they're in charge of all the dirty and dark stuff that happens at night to kill bad guys that most of us don't know anything about. Their job is to act in the shadows and in secret, and they kill the most lethal men on the planet. So, and he's sitting talking to our own Catherine Herridge, admitting that we would have had al-Baghdadi based on the intelligence we had, except someone leaked information to the failing New York Times in 2015. This is the previous administration. And as a result, we think he slipped away. Take a listen.
It was a very good lead. Unfortunately, it was leaked in a prominent national newspaper about a week later, and that lead went dead. So, that's the challenge we have in terms of where and how our tactics and procedures are discussed openly. There's a great need to inform the American public about what we're up to. There's also a great need to recognize things that will absolutely undercut our ability to do our job.
So he's walking a delicate balance there, saying there's a need to report. But is the need to report this? They had Abu Sayyaf. They killed Abu Sayyaf from ISIS.
The oil minister from ISIS, yeah.
They grab his wife. His wife then gives up a ton of information. They end up having like a 3 terabytes worth of data in order to use to track al-Baghdadi. They knew how he traveled, with whom he traveled, how he liked to move around, and they were closing in on him.
And then, Clayton, when that goes on the internet, as the failing New York Times does, that can be read there and elsewhere. And so he understands what they know, goes underground, goes somewhere else, changes his plans. That's one of the other reasons it's the failing New York Times. It's not just failing in its credibility. It's failing our country.
Well, it's failing the American people. Because
you think about war fighters.
Yeah, you think about what the role is of media today. Is it to inform and to protect the American people? Because if that is the case, you think about something like that and the harm that it does to our national security. So this happened under former President Barack Obama's watch, and who knows the communication that was had at that time? Mm-hmm. Because I would say, regardless of if you are Republican or Democrat, this is something that if you are behind closed doors in the White House or a part of the national security team, you care about this because this really impacts negatively the job you're trying to
you
do.
You want a patriotic journalist.
This is why police investigations, you know, and the press. Press don't release information about police investigations because it could jeopardize their case, right?
Yeah.
So that was a Fox News report about something that happened in both 2015 and 2017. That was 2017 and the president excoriating the New York Times about leaking. And so for those who are, he should have told Congress and he should have told so-and-so, they would have wanted him to fail and they would have made it so. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. That also highlights Abby Huntsman. Wow. I used to say, that other than just being a pretty face, that girl offers nothing to any show she's ever been on. She is a parrot to whatever you said before her. I dare you to go back and listen to that clip and see where she added any value whatsoever. Zero. Fox News. Gah. You know, and I know she's gone. She left on her own accord. She'd still be doing that job. Fox News put her in that job because they thought she was worth doing. I mean, here's the thing. I'm not mad at Fox. I promise you guys, I'm not mad at Fox for firing me. I gave great commentary. People to this day see me and go, man, I sure miss you on Fox, Kevin. I appreciate that. You know, I don't know how many people a year after they were fired are still getting complimented about what they did at Fox. Maybe it's all of them. But I know I do. And it's because I give good commentary. When I hosted Fox and Friends with Abby, I remember thinking, it was me and Pete Hegseth and her, and I remember thinking, every time I say something, Abby says essentially the same thing, just more, I don't know, white breadish of what I just said. There's no original thoughts. Anyway, it harkened me back to that when I heard the clip. But it also, it reinforced what President Trump was saying about these clowns, that you can't say anything in D.C. Everything is a leak. Everybody is spying on everybody and looking for something in order to get some political gain. And luckily for us, for America, and thankfully, we have a person who says, I don't have anything to hide. Trump's one of these guys that goes, look, if it comes to light, I'm going to own it. If I said such and such and I really said it and I didn't want you to hear it, but you heard it, so be it. I'll make the adjustment. It's a chess game. I'll make the adjustment. You know, next time I'll move Bishop to King 4 or whatever. But he's not, he doesn't want everything to get out because it's part of his strategy and his negotiation. But if it gets out, game changes. But these people think that it would be like finding out that so-and-so is gay in Congress. See, for them, that's a massive secret. If Donald Trump turned out to be bisexual, he'd go, well, so what? Game change. He'd go, I bet you didn't see that one coming, LGBT. I know he's not, and it would be a bit of a shock if he was in the sense that I would have never predicted it. I wouldn't care. I still like his policies. So, but can you imagine if Donald Trump turned out to be bisexual? And and he had to go talk about this subject, do you think Trump would back away? He would be like, well, you know, I'm sorry I kept it from the American. He would be, it's none of your business. Yeah, and then the next tabloids would be, who are the Trump boyfriends, you know, and all that. And Trump would be, yeah, if you're lucky enough to be my boyfriend, good for you. I got boyfriends. They're big, beautiful, bold men. I mean, I could just see Trump making this story into something. Just, you're like, shoot, can I get me a boyfriend? Woo! Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Oh, that shit. Why am I even saying that? Because I need you to know who's talking. That's it. Oh, man. So, Donald Trump, he says, a bunch of leakers. Leakers. They hit, it was, so I'm reading this. This is back in 2017. ISIS in Iraq and Syria has been dismantled. Tens of thousands of its jihadist fighters dead. But a promising leak, a promising lead on its leader went dead after a media leak. This is according to this official. We have absolutely dismantled this network, said General Thomas. 60 to 70,000 ISIS people killed. I mean, President Trump was kicking their butts and still is. He's still got, he's got everybody confused on what is he going to do except him. The Russians helped find Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. The Syrians were involved. While we're pulling troops out, he's still orchestrating and doing all the right stuff, saving American lives, going and getting bad guys, decimating ISIS as he promised. And the Democrats are going, what's he going to do, man? We can't do anything to stop him. And you can bet money. I'm telling you, you can bet money. If the Democrats had known that President Trump put a program together to go get al-Baghdadi, They would have thwarted it. But here's the bigger thing. What the Democrats found out is that if President Trump wants to do something behind their backs, he can do it. That, to me, is the scariest thing Democrats should be thinking about.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Table Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Table Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. the White House is reacting to the U.S. Department of Labor releasing the October jobs report that shows growth was stronger than anticipated.
The president's economic agenda is working. Everything that he's doing is working. Adding 128,000 jobs in the month of October is fantastic. And since he's taken office, we've added almost 7 million jobs to this country.
Acting Director of Citizenship and Immigration Services, Ken Cuccinelli, says Democrats will not be able to stop the border wall from being built.
The president has already put himself in a great position in terms of building the wall. The congressional, smash up over the continuing resolution that is going to end up sometime in November, maybe into December, depending, won't affect wall building because the money's already there.
Cuccinelli speaking there on Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully to the best offer you're going to get. One of the best assets on earth. Okay, so we all know we live in a world of political turmoil and financial deception that stretches from Wall Street to Europe to Beijing, which are all like bubbles searching for a pin right now. With one exception, gold and silver, which have held their value over history better than any other asset class on earth ever. So here's my irresistible offer to show you how committed I am to protecting your financial future. I've asked my sponsor, Swiss America, to virtually give you one of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted, below their cost for just $18.50 each, delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling now 800-630-2158. Write it down, 800-630-2158. One of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted for $18.50, 800-630-2158, or go to SwissAmerica.com.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Madam Speaker, I rise in support of House Resolution 660. I rise in strong support, but I do not take any pleasure in the events that have made this process necessary. I rise in strong support of the resolution, but I do so with an understanding that the task before us is a solemn one. How each member of this chamber approaches the vote this morning and the days and weeks ahead may be the most important service as members of Congress we will ever pay to the country and Constitution that we all love and have pledged to defend. For the past several weeks, the Intelligence Committee, the Oversight Committee, and the Foreign Affairs Committee have engaged in an intensive investigation. That work, which has been conducted with equal opportunities for both parties to question witnesses, has added a great deal to our understanding of the President's conduct, as evident in the July 25 call record and the events that both preceded and followed that call. That work has necessarily occurred behind closed doors because we have had the task of finding the facts ourselves without the benefit of the investigation that the Justice Department declined to undertake. Despite attempts to obstruct, we have interviewed numerous witnesses. We have provided important testimony about the efforts to secure political favors from Ukraine. Who have provided important testimony about the efforts to secure political favors from Ukraine? We have reviewed text messages among key players, which show how securing political investigations was placed at the forefront of our foreign policy towards Ukraine. This resolution sets the stage for the next phase of our investigation, one in which the American people will have the opportunity to hear from the witnesses firsthand. We will continue to conduct this inquiry with the seriousness of purpose that our task deserves, because it is our duty and because no one is above the law. Madam Speaker, I urge passage of the resolution and I yield back.
That was the beginning of Adam Schiff's brush with death. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Wow. Can you believe this, dude? I love how Democrats invoke the Constitution and due process, all these different, all this fancy stuff for saying, look, I don't like that he won. I got to take this thing out to the bitter, bloody end, and I'm going to do it. This is going to get so ugly for Democrats. Look, I know there are people out there. You're scared. You're like, I don't know what's going to happen. Oh, my goodness. Let me tell you something. The Democrats have no, they have not taken this out to its logical conclusion. And part of it is they continue to underestimate Donald Trump. They miscalculate their own power and they underestimate their opponent. They have been running on muscle memory of having it all in the bag. Barack Obama made them feel invincible. And let me tell you something. They are the biggest little pansies on the planet. 844-551-8255 if you want to call me. KJRadio.com. Adam Schiff. Let me tell you something. I was having this conversation with a friend of mine. And a brother. Ex-NFL football player. And he says, Kev. Let me tell you. We were talking about Kavanaugh. He said, a black lady said to me the following. I think Kavanaugh's guilty, but I hope they confirm him anyway. Now, I was intrigued. He says, man, that got my attention. And I said, it has mine. And maybe it has yours. And she said, here's the way I looked at it. If they could do that to Kavanaugh on no evidence, even though she believed what little evidence there was, she says they will do far worse to young black men. And I told him, I said, can't you apply that same logic to the president? I said, let me ask you this. I have a question for all my audience. I have a question. Would you want to, I was going to use a different word, but would you want to make Adam Schiff mad? Say you were his neighbor and he had a dispute with you over your property line. He says, no, your rose bush is on my side. And you're like, no, Adam, you know, we had it surveyed and it's okay. And he goes, yeah, but I want to plant this on that side and your rose bush is encroaching. And you go, my rose bush was there before you even moved in. Do you feel safe? See, let me tell you what I see when I see Adam Schiff. I see a shifty little dude who wanted power so he could dominate people. Adam Schiff wants to dominate you. He wants you intimidated. Adam Schiff doesn't have any problems in life because he goes to people and says, you do know who I am, right? You do know that I'm the person that's prosecuting President of the United States. What do you think I can do to you? He's that dude. He's worked at it his whole life. He has been kicked around. Adam Schiff was a chump. In prison, he'd be somebody's girl. You know what I'm saying? But in his role, he is the king of the castle, and he's going to make sure you know it. He is one of the most dangerous people on the planet, not in America, on the planet. I want you to understand, folks, most people in Adam Schiff's situation by now would have said, you know what? We're done. It would have been Bill Clinton, you know, before the blue dress going, you know what? Y'all got me. But with Adam Schiff, Donald Trump is going to have to say, you know what, Adam? I have the blue dress. And the blue dress is coming. It's coming. See, Adam Schiff has done a lot of things that are illegal. Forget what the FBI did. Forget what the CIA did. Forget what the NSA did. Forget the FISA court scandal. Forget all that stuff. Post all of that. Adam Schiff has violated procedures in a way that no single person should be able to get away with in this country. He has talked to witnesses. He has coached witnesses. He has prevented witnesses from testifying. He has hidden the identity of witnesses. He has written things for them to say, given them talking. I could go on. He has violated every procedure of good jurisprudence. There is nothing legal about this. And here's the real problem. He actually believes he can sell you on the idea that he's on the up and up. He believes that. Because as I said earlier, he lives on muscle memory. I really want to know from you, though. Do you know that person that I described that Adam Schiff it to be? Do you know that person? That person that doesn't care what you think, what you say, he's right, you're wrong. It could be a fight over, you know, how your property. Let me give you an example. I have a friend. He's got houses in an area of St. Louis where people that starting to gentrify, starting to get become a real thing. So they built this area around about a block and a half up from his house that has become a hot spot. Now, you know, a few years back, that place was a war zone, but they started building. And then they noticed, well, we can't go in the other direction because we got freeways, there's industrial stuff, you're going towards the city. The only place they can go to expand that hot area is right down the block where he is. So one of the aldermen of the city started meddling with him. Well, we're going to condemn this property. He was getting just harassed. Oh, you got to cut your grass. Oh, you got to move this stuff. You got to do this. He had two houses over there. And ultimately, it got so bad that, you know, he went over to his property and they were, oh, you didn't pay this, you didn't pay that. And they arrested him. And when he decided to fight back, I'm talking about fight back legally, the alderman said he accosted him, and this dude had to wear an ankle bracelet, could not go to his own home, either of them, for the better part of a year. Finally, they found out that, you know, the alderman was a liar, and he was just trying to snake the guy because he wanted his property. But let me tell you, it took everything. I mean, I had people calling me going, Kevin, can you put some pressure at a national level on this subject? And we finally got it figured out enough to where we got the guy in trouble. That's Adam Schiff. That's the guy. That is the guy. If he wants your property, he's going to get it. If you want your dog dead, your dog is dead. If he wants you to move, he will get you moved. If you want your business, you know, looked at and you indicted, he will get it done. And that is exactly what he's doing. And let me tell you something, and you better send this to every black person you know. If Adam Schiff is willing to do that to a well-known billionaire, a businessman, a mogul, what do you think he'll do to you? We have seen more miscarriages of justice at the hands of Democrats. And what you are witnessing with Adam Schiff is him saying to the world, I'm above the law, I'm bigger than the president, and all because he's got Nancy Pelosi in one spot. That is the only protection that he has. And I'm going to tell you something. He won't have that protection in November of next year. That protection is going to go away. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about this whistleblower, because it turns out they don't want him to testify. And we know why.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
I tell you what, when he gets to the, I do have one thing for Mr. Schiff. If he wants to be, as said, a special counsel, he set himself up, then here's my challenge to Mr. Schiff. You want to be Ken Starr? Be Ken Starr. Come to the Judiciary Committee, be the first witness, and take every question asked of you. Starting with your own involvement with the whistleblower. Folks, this ain't over. Get ready. The cloud that is dropping will be dropping on their heads because process matters and substance will always win out in the end, and this president has nothing to worry about on substance. I yield back.
Well, you heard it there. This is what I've been telling you the whole time. That was Representative Doug Collins. And he's saying the cloud that's hanging over Schiff is going to come down. And I'm going to tell you, there's a tornado in it. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Schiff's in big trouble. And he can try to look as confident as he wants. He can say what he wants. He can talk about procedure all he wants. When this thing dies, it'll die in the Senate regardless. But whenever we get to the point where people start to talk, he's in big trouble. Already, there's a hole in his discussion because the whistleblower, or Vindman, Lieutenant Colonel Vindman, who is a snake. This guy's got nothing, no knowledge of what's going on. Another person who was senior to him with the National Security Council said the president said nothing wrong on that call. He was on the call as well. Ranks higher than Vindman, Alexander Vindman, and he said there was nothing improper on that call. Nothing. So there goes that. I just said before the break, the whistleblower who launched this proceeding, is they don't want him to testify before Congress. I wouldn't either. I wouldn't want that. The dude who worked for John Brennan, who worked for Joe Biden, who worked for Susan Rice, who is a registered Democrat, who has met secretly with Schiff, would you want to be under oath and have to say what you have to say in that committee? Not in this new day. The only thing that kept this whole that had any hope for this thing to go was Hillary Clinton getting elected. But let me tell you how desperate the Democrats were. They continued the farce. They continued it. Look at what happened to Nadler. Have you even heard his name? Nadler's the one who said, we got to get Mueller in here to testify. Mueller testified. Complete embarrassment. Done. Nadler's where? So now Schiff goes, oh, we got this Ukraine thing. Keep going, buddy. Keep going. If you think that the American public, if this is, I just want you to understand the level of desperation. He believes that the American public is going to believe that Donald Trump doesn't have the right to do his job. He's followed all the protocol. He's got all the right people on the call when he says to Ukraine, look, we got a bad actor over here. I'd like you to investigate it. And even if, I've already said this, if I were Donald Trump, I would say to Schiff, I don't care if I offer him the keys to my jet. It isn't quid pro quo. I can offer him whatever I choose as commander-in-chief. End of story. You know the question most people are asking me? What are the repercussions to get Schiff? When do we talk about that? What do you do with a traitorous scoundrel who continues a third-grade attempt at a coup? I mean, honestly, I don't even know if I should say it. Let's just say there are countries where he would sleep with the fishes. There is no way we should be at this point. And all I can tell you, keep going. Keep going. Every single day, Democrats migrate away. Every single day. I was reading the Schiff's, you know, when he comes out with a tweet. Go do it. Go look at it for yourself. You don't have to believe me. The majority of it is negative. People like me, saying things like, you will be in prison soon, or what a farce, or whatever. And I know a lot of these people, I'll usually just roll over to see who they are. They're not staunch conservatives and, you know, zealots and politicos. They're people that are like, man, this is a farce. I'll just do a quick sampling. It's nothing official. But I already know. I don't need to be like, oh my goodness, let's take an official poll to give you what I already know from common sense. Common sense. You want to take a guy, and look, if Donald Trump did something illegal and my 401k was growing, I still want him in prison. I wouldn't say, well, he's doing a good job for the economy, so yeah, let's just kind of overlook it. I wouldn't say that at all. I would say, okay, you know, he's, as much as I like what he's done procedure, you know, from a process standpoint, he's got to go. But I don't need to say that because he's done nothing. And so it makes me, my biggest question, and I know it's many of you have asked me the same question, and I don't have an answer. I figure if they censure the guy, that's one thing, but it doesn't do anything. It's one thing to censure him. If I were Donald Trump, I'd sue him personally so I could get to the data with what he said. I would sue everybody in the food chain. I don't know what the repercussions are because right now, Schiff looks like he's untouchable. He's not. We're going to get him. I want you to understand we will get him. There is a procedure. If you can do what you're doing to the president, wait till you see what happens to Schiff. But I'd like it to start happening. I'd like to see it. Now, I predicted that Donald Trump is going to say, I've had enough. I think he's been very patient in all of this as president of the United States. I think he's indulged their fanciful ideas of getting rid of him long enough. I don't know what his pain threshold is. I don't even know if he feels like he's in pain because he doesn't act like it. Donald Trump's like, bring it. So I'm still curious about a lot of that, but I still want to see justice done. And I say it will come in the form of A.G. Barr and John Durham's report. And I'm going to make a prediction. And I've said it before, and I've said it on other radio shows. I always forget what I say on their shows and my show. But I'm going to make a prediction that Donald Trump lets the Democrats take this thing to its level before the Senate has to get involved. And then he says, okay, you've taken it as far as you can, and I know it's not going anywhere. So I'm going to, before McConnell even says, we're going to take it to a vote, I predict Donald Trump says, here's everything you need for me to prove to you that these guys are liars, that they meant to get me from day one, and here's how it happened, folks. And he does a Scooby-Doo reveal at the end of it. That's what I believe. Anyway, I'm going to go back to this guy not testifying. Republicans accuse Schiff, California Democrat, of changing course to prevent inquiries into his staff's dealings with the whistleblower before he filed his August 12th complaint to the Intelligence Committee Inspector General. A source familiar with the discussion said the talks halted over potential testimony from the whistleblower. There's no discussion of testimony from a second whistleblower who supposedly supported the first whistleblower's claims. So that person's disappeared. It's kind of like that there was Blasey Ford and then this one chick that just kind of went into the ether because Swetnick came up and she was such a horrible witness, if you will, that everybody went, okay, this is a farce. This is where we are. This is a farce. And they say this, there's no indication that either of the original whistleblowers will be called to testify or appear before the Senate or House Intelligence Committees. There's no further discussion ongoing between the legal teams and the committees. I want you to understand, there's not a single person who is a witness that's been called who is a first, who has firsthand knowledge of this, that either hasn't been non-corroborated, and let me put it a different way, been debunked. And the people that are supposed whistleblowers have no firsthand. There's not even a question. They weren't on the call or anything. And then we find out it's Eric Sierra Mello. And who's he? You couldn't be more anti-Trump. Why don't you just say the whistleblower was Peter Strzok and Lisa Page and Angie McCabe and Jim Comey? It's amazing to watch this. This is... I got to tell you, I have a smile on my face over this. I have a smile on my face because I know where this goes. I know where this ends up. It's kind of like being a Christ follower. You watch all this stuff that's going on in the world, and here's what you can take note of. We win in the end. We win in the end. There's going to be wars and rumors of wars and all these other things that go on, but we win in the end. And that's why I take heat. I go, I'm not going to sweat this. We have a guy who's a warrior. You don't have to worry. Trump is not going to back down. No question about it. But more than that, I think he's finally figured out. No more nice guys. No more letting people off the hook.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.